Get a head start on 2025 with CNBC's Big January, the hottest tech event, CES, from Las Vegas. The data, the numbers, the jobs report, and meet the future of biotech and pharma at JPM Healthcare. Check out the Amex Golf Tournament from California, Inauguration Day, and the meeting of world leaders in Davos. Plus, the first Fed decision of the year. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Yo, today is January 3rd. So in either, depending how you do the math, 27 or 28 days, we're going to have this party at Tally Ho in Leesburg. 106.7 The Fan live. Me and B will be there. The Junks will be there. Grant and Danny will be there. Yo, did you know Cakes did a solo show this morning?
Yeah, JP, I do it a lot here.
You do it a lot.
Yeah, normally when you go, I don't want no help.
The Cluster Buster has changed that. It used to be we did a lot of solos. Now we get Toby.
I'd rather not have nobody, though.
I like Toby.
I could do it. Toby's good.
I like Toby.
That's why I did it with Toby. But I've done a lot of them.
Toby gets two thumbs up.
But you know, what you find out with the solo show, you have to really pace yourself. Because what you got to do is talk a little slower. And then what you do, like, when I was... Philadelphia taught me this. Everybody do a lot of shows by themselves up there.
Well, hell, at 980, before everything changed, but weren't you doing solos every day?
Yeah. But what you do, but that was only 2 hours. That is four. So what you do, like when I filled in for Howard Eskin for 2 weeks, what you have to do? Phone lines open all day. Because if you start talking.
Well, in Philly,
and
too.
You take a call. They will spark, like, you know, the night before you do a show, you're always thinking about all these topics. And then the next day, you only remember half of them. But someone will call in and spark your mind to what you were thinking about. Or give you a new topic. And you just go on through it. So, it's cool. But Casey did do a good job. He had some help. You know, Drab and Valdez helped him out. And White Mike was kicking it in, too.
Shout out to White Mike.
They did good.
But come out, hang out with all of us January 31st, Tally Ho Theater in Leesburg. Tickets are on sale now at tallyhotheater.com. I just got an updated look. I wanted to share this. The draft order, the Giants this weekend. All right, so you've got four teams that are 3-13, New England, Tennessee, Cleveland, and the Giants. Then you got a gang of teams. You got five teams that are 4-12. Jacksonville, Panthers, Jets, Raiders, Bears. Depending what happens this weekend, I don't think anybody expects the Giants to beat the Eagles. But if they do, they could fall all
if
the way.
If they sit everybody.
They're sitting Saquon.
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
He is more of the reason that you're where you are than anybody else on that team.
Hurts isn't playing, right?
No, I don't think Hurts can play. But Hurts has not been the answer or the reason this year. Saquon has been the reason. And you don't want him to get hurt. But also it shows he's selfless. You know, he doesn't care about the record and all that type of stuff. When he played the Giants the first game, he had a chance to set the single season rushing record. Yeah. And not let the young guys go out there and work.
Sirianni said it was his call to bench him. Saquon said he's good with it. I think he's good with it. Hurts isn't playing. I mean, if you're Philly, it's clearly all eyes on next weekend. The Giants, I think, will be a live dog in that thing, but the quarterback play has just been so inconsistent. Yeah. I know they were all doing victory laps last week because Drew Lock threw a couple touchdown passes. It's just the amount of fluctuation. Right now, the Jets would have the 7th pick, right?
Uh-huh.
If they lose and a couple other teams win, the Jets could get all the way up to number 2. If you're the Jets.
Who are they playing?
I think they're playing the Bills.
I say this. If you're the Jets.
No, they might be playing the Dolphins.
If you're the Jets and you want to win that game, you have to bench all your top-notch players.
Jets are playing the Dolphins.
Because if you put your top-notch players in, they're going to play.
Here's my question. If you're the Jets, are you drafting a quarterback? If you get into that top 5. If you get your shot at Ward or Sanders.
Yes.
You imagine, because, like, Phil, Jesus. If you're the Jets, And you got
was he just drinking the
it, it was a wild
you like the boy you could change up a whole story, can't you? You just took that from a damn drama to a murder mystery.
The Jets, Rodgers is under contract.
Yeah.
You're going to have a new coach that's going to try to wrangle all this. You imagine then throwing Dion, Coach Prime, Shador, the camera crew that follows them everywhere. You imagine them throwing there?
You think Dion is going to coach in the NFL this year? That's your thought?
No. No. But I think Dion will be involved.
Yeah, but Dion can have a camera crew follow him everywhere when he's in charge. He can't control that when he goes to the NFL.
Doug, you think...
Yes.
Whoever's coaching the Jets, let's...
Yes.
Who's going to be the...
The NFL is bigger than Deion Sanders.
Deion probably doesn't agree.
They'll shut that down.
I don't know, man.
They'll shut that down. Listen, I love what Deion does. But there's no damn way your son is going to be walking around with a camera on the NFL property like that. They're not letting that happen. HBO, they might let you. He better go get a job with HBO when they do Hard Knocks.
I don't know how to frame this wager, but I would be interested in a wager of the Shador Dion camera crew world. Wherever he lands.
To be honest with you, wherever Shador lands, he doesn't need a Dion camera crew. If he's good enough, the camera crews in the NFL will promote you.
I'd also rather have Cam Ward.
Hell, the NFL will promote you.
Did you see Milroe, the Bama quarterback, that is exceptionally athletically gifted, but just not the most accurate passer?
He needs to get him a passing coach and work with him the whole time once his season over now.
He just signed with Jalen Hurts' agent. Jalen Hurts' path to being a good – there was a great season. I would say he's a good quarterback now is what Milroe has to follow.
I think Jalen Hurts was a better passer than Milroe was in college. I think Milroe has to take that next step to get to the passing. I think if people look at Lamar, what he's done this year, compared to what he did in his previous years as a passer. You got to figure that out. You got to work on that. It doesn't just happen. And I think all these guys in the league where you may have people, if they see promise in you as a quarterback, you need to improve the things that you have been short on to make sure you keep going forward. Because a lot of times, guys get drafted, guys get to the league, and guys stop working because they think job is done. No, job is just beginning.
Just beginning.
Yes.
And one of the things I like most about Jaden, he's getting better every day.
Yeah.
Every day he's working hard. And
he was considered a legitimate passer in the NFL, in college. He's gotten better at a level where he got people that are harder to compete against. So...
B. Mitch and Finley, when we return, Jeff Walker got a new hype song.
Hype it up, Jeff.